How to Avoid Vacation Home Investment Blunders. A Guide for Palm Desert and Palm Springs Buyers. There are many reasons you might want to buy a vacation home in Palm Desert or Palm Springs. For some, it is to enjoy the sunny weather. For others, it is the golf courses, the spas, and the cultural attractions of these desert oases. If you are a family kind of person, then you want to have a place to host your family and friends for holidays and special occasions. Whatever your reasons are, you definitely want to avoid vacation home investment blunders. It is a nice idea to be attracted to the idea of owning a vacation home in these beautiful locations. But before you take the plunge, you need to be aware of some common pitfalls that can turn your dream into a nightmare. It is very crucial to know that buying a vacation home is not like buying a primary residence. Buying a vacation home or making an investment in one involves different considerations. These considerations include: how often will you use the property? How will you finance the purchase? How will you manage the property when you are not there? How will you deal with taxes, insurance, and maintenance costs? How will you handle potential legal issues, such as zoning, rental regulations, and inheritance? Now that you know this, let's show you how to avoid vacation home investment blunders by giving you some practical tips and advice on how to buy a vacation home in Palm Desert or Palm Springs. We will also share some success stories from happy vacation homeowners who have made smart decisions and enjoyed their properties for years. Tip number 1. Do your research. The first step to avoid vacation home investment blunders is to do your homework. You need to research the market, the location, the neighborhood, and the property itself before you make an offer. Some of the questions you should ask yourself are: what is your budget and how will you pay for the property? Will you use cash, a mortgage, or a combination of both? Will you qualify for a second home mortgage tax deduction? What are your goals and expectations for the property? Do you want to use it exclusively for yourself and your family, or do you want to rent it out occasionally or regularly to generate income? Will you be able to cover the expenses and taxes with the rental income? How often will you visit the property and for how long? Will you be able to enjoy it enough to justify the investment? Will you be able to travel there easily and affordably? Will you be able to access it year-round or only during certain seasons? What are the features and amenities that are important to you in a vacation home? Do you want a pool, a hot tub, a fireplace, a view, a garage, etc.? How many bedrooms and bathrooms do you need? How much space do you need for storage and entertainment? What are the pros and cons of the location and the neighborhood? Is it close to your favorite activities, such as golfing, hiking, shopping, dining, etc.? Is it safe and secure? Is it quiet or noisy? Is it friendly or hostile? Is it well maintained or run down? To answer these questions, you need to do some online research, talk to local real estate agents, visit different properties in person, and compare them with each other. You also need to be realistic about your needs and wants, and be flexible enough to compromise if necessary. Tip number 2. Hire a professional. The second step to avoid vacation home investment blunders is to hire a professional who can guide you through the process and protect your interests. Buying a vacation home is not a DIY project. It requires legal, financial, and technical expertise that most people don't have. Some of the professionals that you should hire are: a real estate agent who specializes in vacation homes in Palm Desert or Palm Springs. They can help you find the best properties that match your criteria, negotiate the best price and terms, handle the paperwork, and coordinate the closing. A home inspector who can check the condition of the property and identify any potential problems or defects that may affect its value or usability. They can also advise you on how to fix or prevent any issues that may arise. A lawyer who can review the contract and other legal documents, such as title deeds, easements, covenants, etc. They can also help you with any zoning or rental regulations that may apply to your property. An accountant who can help you with tax planning and filing. They can also help you with setting up a budget and tracking your income and expenses. A property manager who can take care of your property when you are not there. They can handle tasks such as cleaning, maintenance, repairs, security, landscaping, etc. They can also help you with marketing and renting your property if you choose to do so. Hiring these professionals may cost some money upfront, but they can save you a lot of money, time, and hassle in the long run. They can also help you avoid costly mistakes and legal troubles that can ruin your vacation home investment. Tip number 3. Plan ahead. The third step to avoid vacation home investment blunders is to plan ahead for the future. Buying a vacation home is not a one-time transaction. It is a long-term commitment that requires ongoing attention and care. Some of the things that you should plan ahead for are: how will you use your property in different seasons and scenarios? Will you visit it regularly or sporadically? Will you share it with your family and friends or keep it to yourself? Will you rent it out or not? How will you deal with vacancies and cancellations? How will you maintain your property and keep it in good shape? How much will it cost to pay for utilities, insurance, taxes, repairs, etc.? How will you fund these expenses? Will you have an emergency fund or a contingency plan in case something goes wrong? How will you protect your property and yourself from risks and liabilities? Do you have adequate insurance coverage for your property and your guests? Do you have a security system or a surveillance camera? Do you have a rental agreement or a waiver form for your tenants? How will you manage your property and communicate with your guests? Do you have a reliable property manager or a trusted neighbor who can help you? Do you have a website or a listing platform where you can advertise your property and accept bookings? Do you have a phone number or an email address where you can be reached? How will you exit your property when you want to sell it or pass it on to your heirs? Do you have a clear exit strategy or a succession plan? Do you know the market value of your property and the best time to sell it? Do you have a will or a trust that specifies who will inherit your property? Planning ahead for these things can help you avoid vacation home investment blunders by ensuring that you are prepared for any situation that may arise. It can also help you enjoy your property more and get the most out of your investment. Success stories. To inspire you and show you that buying a vacation home in Palm Desert or Palm Springs can be a rewarding experience, here are some success stories from happy vacation homeowners who have avoided vacation home investment blunders. John and Mary. John and Mary bought a vacation home in Palm Desert after doing extensive research on the market and the location. They hired a professional real estate agent who helped them find a property that met their needs and budget. They also hired a home inspector who checked the property thoroughly and found no major issues. They used cash to pay for the property and qualified for a second home mortgage tax deduction. They use their vacation home several times a year for themselves and their family, and rent it out occasionally to cover some of the expenses. They have a reliable property manager who takes care of their property when they are not there, and handles the marketing and renting of their property. They also have adequate insurance coverage for their property and their guests. They love their vacation home and plan to keep it for many years. Lisa. Lisa bought a vacation home in Palm Springs after falling in love with the area during a vacation. She hired a lawyer who reviewed the contract and other legal documents, and helped her with the zoning and rental regulations that applied to her property. She used a mortgage to pay for the property, but made sure that she could afford the monthly payments even without rental income. She visits her vacation home frequently, but also rents it out regularly to generate income. She has a website where she advertises her property and accepts bookings, and an email address where she communicates with her guests. She also has a security system and a surveillance camera that monitor her property when she is not there. She enjoys her vacation home and considers it as an income-producing investment. Mark. Mark inherited a vacation home in Palm Desert from his parents, who bought it many years ago. He hired an accountant who helped him with tax planning and filing, and set up a budget and tracking system for his income and expenses. He uses his vacation home occasionally, but mostly rents it out to generate income. He has an online listing platform where he advertises his property and accepts bookings, and a phone number where he can be reached. He also has a rental agreement and a waiver form that he uses with his tenants. He also has an emergency fund and a contingency plan in case something goes wrong with his property. He values his vacation home as an asset and as a legacy from his parents. Final thoughts. As you see, buying a vacation home in Palm Desert or Palm Springs can be a great decision if you avoid vacation home investment blunders by following our tips and advice. You can have a place to stay on vacay, enjoy proximity to your favorite activities, host holidays and special occasions, leave some things behind, get a change of scenery, feel less financially burdened, foster a connection to a place you love, generate income, establish residency in another country, or take advantage of tax benefits. Don't wait until tomorrow. Contact us now.